The Secret Origins Podcast, Episode 20. Welcome to episode 20 of the Secret Origins podcast. We have now gone or been going unlimited. I am your host, Dear Dear Mike, and joining me is Lupus Convoy.
Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Apparently on the same wavelength as you.
Yes, exactly. Today we will be recapping Justice League Season 4. And basically, you know, the way that I do podcasting with doesn't matter if it's TV shows, cartoons, whatever, if it's a specific cartoon, I'll cover the, obviously we've covered the, you know, from episode 17 to episode 19, in those three episodes we covered all of the fourth season of Justice League, or the first season of Justice League Unlimited, whatever you prefer to call it. Or the second season of Justice League Unlimited, I should say. But I prefer to cover all the all the episodes in a season, and then do a quick recap show of like favorite moments and stuff like that. So that's basically what this is. And we're gonna start with favorite episodes, I guess. And pretty much we probably have the same favorite episodes.
Yeah, we do.
I love, and majority of the reason why I love the episodes in the fourth season of Justice League is because it's all continuity centric for the most part. Double Date was kind of a one shot, but I love that because it's Question and Huntress with Green Arrow and Black Canary. But so we've got Doomsday Sanction, Task Force X, Double Date, Question Authority, Hunter's Moon, Flashpoint, Panic in the Sky, Divided We Fall, and Epilogue. If you had to pick like a most favorite episode out of this season, what would it be?
Oh, damn. Divided We Fall.
Yeah, I would have to agree. As I said in episode 19, I wish that Epilogue would have happened at the very end of season 5 of Justice League Unlimited after Destroyer, but I understand why it was put here instead. But yeah, Divided We Fall is just amazing animation, amazing action. Great overall, the entire series, not just this season, but the entire series so far, just amazing voice acting. And just I like Question Authority just for the fact that we have more focused on Huntress and Question than Double Date is, but it's still a very, very good episode. And I don't think we want to talk about Aglets.
Their true purpose is sinister.
Sinister.
Topical fluoride. Sorry.
What are some of your favorite moments from this season?
Besides the interrogation sequence for poor Q. Gods. I think one scene that definitely sticks out was from The Clash. Mind you, I'm not a huge like Shazam fan, to begin with.
Yeah.
But the fact that Batman and Superman are, you know, they're fighting against Mantis and all his little henchmen, and, you know, they're having a normal conversation. And, oh, how can you like that guy? Well, I like him. He's a Boy Scout. He's peppy. Kind of like you. Like you used to be. Mm-hmm. I thought that was just awesome, that scene between them. I would have to say the entire part of Epilogue, like the fight between, or not fight, the conversations and Terry being a complete ass and Waller just being like the sassy old grandma.
But I mean, you got to see Terry's point, though.
Oh, no, he's pissed off.
No, I know you do, but I'm saying the fact that, you know, if you were a 30-year-old, you know, if you're a 30-year-old person, which you haven't reached that yet, unfortunately, I'll be crossing it coming February. I'll be 31. Oh, God. You know, coming from a kid who has had, you know, a rough childhood, or who has had a specific moment in his childhood, like his father taken away from him, or someone has lied to you as a kid, you know, you're going to want answers, and you're going to be that mean and that type of arrogance, because you don't want to be played with. You don't want to have Waller playing mind games and stuff. Not that she was playing mind games, but you know what I mean, right?
Oh, she was playing games. She was playing the, I'm an 80-something-year-old woman, and it's not often I get a handsome 30-year-old superhero coming in just to say hi.
Oh, yeah, what's this pill for? Oh, yeah, memory loss or whatever it is.
Yep. She was milking that for all she could. She's like, I don't get them handsome superheroes here that often. Why are they always so good looking?
Yeah.
I'm like, is she hitting on him? Oh my God.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, you know, I would have to agree with you. Pretty much all of Epilogue is just awesome. And like I said, I mean, as far as favorite moments, pretty much anything Batman does or says.
I don't have to. I'm a part-timer.
Yeah, exactly. That is the single dumbest plan ever.
It was good.
It's just anything that comes out of Kevin Conroy's mouth or Batman's lips in this cartoon or in any cartoon that Kevin Conroy voices him is just awesome.
Sean, I need help. You need help? You never need help. Or something along those lines, to paraphrase.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it was nice that they tied. It wasn't like they rushed to tie everything up. It wasn't like they left things out. Like, if this was truly going to be the end of the Justice League cartoon, they did tie up everything very nicely. Yeah, they so did it right. You know, there isn't, I mean, minus a few of those episodes that I really just, I don't know the characters. I really don't care for the characters, like the Ties That Bind episode, or what was the other one? Clash. You know, those episodes, because I really don't know those characters all that well. It's not really that I dislike the episodes, but it's because I don't know the characters. I don't consider them, like, they just don't seem to fit in this season, and I know why they did them, because they wanted to, you know, talk about that material and not just have the Cadmus arc be the entire season. But it was just overall very, very well done for season 4.
Mm. But at the same time, some of the best parts was the Cadmus arc and the writing that went into it.
Oh, yeah. Very, very much so. I mean, the writing to the Cadmus arc, not only to the Cadmus arc, but as I pointed out to you in episode 19, you know, the fact that they're taking all the continuity and tying back to previous series, like the whole Brainiac bit of he's been in Luthor for, as they say, 4 years, as meaning for a number of years, but... I believe it was said somewhere online that it was 8 years since the Superman animated series episode Ghost in the Machine. So, I mean, that's a whole lot of continuity right there, which is very, very cool. And we finally got to see Justice Lord's Flash, what his costume would look like as a Justice Lord. I thought that was really cool as well.
And if Shayera had stayed with the Thanagarians. Yep.
Well, not only if she had stayed with, not really if she stayed with the Thanagarians, if she had stayed, you know,
with
John,
or was it with whatever the hell the commander was?
No, it was John, because the alternate version of Hot Girl in a better world said, you know. John said something about sleeping better, and she goes, "Yeah, I know," or something or other, because the Justice Lord versions of them are, in fact, a couple.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't remember that, did you?
No. That didn't even cross my mind. Wow.
In a better world, if you go back and you rewatch A Better World, from the earlier episode of Better World, John and Shayera are together in that episode. But because the Justice Lords episode is, because of Better World, is an alternate reality or an alternate timeline, it never actually really happens in our timeline. So, But yeah, they were together at one point. What else do we want to say about the fourth season for this?
I don't know. I thought it was really... This has to be some of the best that we've seen so far. Like, I mean, I know they hit their stride in season three, but
yeah,
this was like, bam, the best. This is what all animation should have been, like, story-wise.
Oh, exactly.
And even,
yeah,
it even had like villains that I was rooting for, like Go Waller. Like that never happens.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad that she fell for Luther. But come on, you hire Luther? Really? Did you people learn nothing from Infinite Crisis?
Well, again, as I said to you last time, this is cartoons, this is not the comics.
Still, fools. Lupus smash, fools.
Come on, what the hell? I can't get my Justice League DVDs out of this stupid tin.
It doesn't want to let them go. They're that good.
God. Yeah, there's something wrong.
And you know what? I think it would have been a shame to have seen during the. For the last couple episodes, I would have loved for Amazo to be there and just see him versus Luther again.
I don't think that would have worked, though.
Luther versus Brainiac. Or Luther. Yeah, not Luther. Amazo versus Brainiac and Luther. And just, okay, big badass, you know, omnipotent guy versus another big badass, omnipotent guy. And it just would have made the whole teamwork of the original Core 7 seem that much more pertinent, I think.
I disagree because, I mean, we pretty much tied up the Luthor arc or the Amazo arc in the return because it wouldn't have worked with him being with because they even, you know, called everybody and said, "Hey, we need help." And everyone basically said was that, you know, there's no way that we can get to you in time because of the damage to the Watchtower, because of everything else. And the whole point of Divided Panic in the Sky and Divided We Fall More, is that the seven of them, the original founding members, they have to do this. They're the ones that they're the only ones that can do this. And if Amazo was there, I think it would have taken away from that.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I just think it would have given a bit more of a emphasis on why they are the original seven and why it was so important for them to be there and to do it. That, and I want to know what happened to Amazo. He like flew off, and that was it.
Well, I mean that's it.
That's all that really needed. Aquaman, and that's it. Where the hell is Aquaman in all this? Way to go, Arthur. Way to go.
As much as I will concede the Aquaman thing that he was a badass in this cartoon. I get that, but Aquaman,
eighth member, man.
Aquaman overall just sucks, in my opinion. Just sucks, in my opinion.
Someone's not getting Atlantis.
What?
So someone's not getting an invite to Atlantis.
Why would I want to go to Atlantis?
Dude, think of the sushi.
Ew. Oh. Yuck. How can you eat that stuff? How can you eat raw fish? Oh, God, I hope you got that reference, because if you didn't get that reference, your geek cred needs to be totally
I don't think I have any geek cred left.
But, yeah, I mean, overall, season four, well, it was just an amazing, amazing journey. And actually, I'm hoping I can find this online so we can put it in the episode. But it's actually on the season 5 disc, but there's a special feature for specifically Cadmus Exposed. Mark Hamill and series creative personnel discuss this popular series story arc. So if I can find that audio online, I will
do a little dance.
Well,
come on,
I have it on
a jig.
I have it on the DVD. I have the feature, obviously, but I need to find the audio so I can put it in the episode, because unfortunately my computer will not let me rip audio anymore. I don't know why. Yeah, I know. Bad computer. Computer is evil. Computer is Brainiac. Oops, no, it's not.
There's a name for your new PC.
Digitize the entire world. So, yeah, do we have anything else we want to say about this final season here? Or not final season, but this little recap?
Not really. I think we've covered almost everything.
Yeah. It was very, very well done. Voice acting was amazing, as always. I think Susan Eisenberg as Wonder Woman has really gotten into the role of being Wonder Woman. I think that, I mean, and she will throughout the rest of season 5, but like the first season of the
it was kind of wooden. Like all the characters really were, except for Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. But she is so grown into the role of being Wonder Woman, so we are going to cut to some audio and come back with the outro.
We had the best of intentions, to be Earth's guardians, to keep you safe, but we failed you. We looked down on the world from our tower in the sky and let our power and responsibilities separate us from the very people we were supposed to protect. No one should ever be afraid of us. For that reason, we're decommissioning the Watchtower. The energy weapon up there is already gone. We're taking down the station as well. There's more. We want to thank the members of the Justice League for your courageous service. But in the future, you'll all have to act as independent agents. We're not going to be an army anymore. As of right now, we're disbanding the Justice League. This is the end.
Says who? You remember what we did yesterday? We saved the world. Again. You don't think that has any value? Well, think again, pal. The Justice League goes on, with or without you. Look, nobody can question your service or commitment to making things better. If you're quitting because you think you've already done your fair share, fine. We'll throw you a parade. But if you're quitting because it's easier than continuing the fight, then you're not the heroes we all thought you were. The world needs the Justice League, and the Justice League needs you, Superman.
Okay, but there are going to have to be some changes. Maybe we could open an embassy on Earth so we can be closer to the people. We could have a rotating staff, some kind of...
You guys can handle this. I've got work back in Gotham. You've got my number.
I think so.
Quis custodiet ipsos custodius?
Who guards the Guardians? We got it covered.
Working late?
Hey, Smallville. Finishing up my Justice League story. How many L's in ambivalent?
One. Is that your take on all this, Lois?
I've been as tough on the Justice League as anyone, especially on Superman. That's just because he's always set such a high standard. I'm gonna cut him a break. He's only human. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's it. It's over. No. Again, as I've said both in episode 19 and this episode, if they had ended it like this, I would be okay. But I'm glad that they got 13 more episodes. Again, I know I'm kind of beating a dead horse here when I say I think Epilogue should go after Destroyer in the final 13, but still, very, very awesome. And I should mention why we covered Epilogue where we covered it, because we didn't set out to cover every single DC Animated Universe episode from every cartoon. It's just
because we didn't want to deal with Static Shock.
Well, no, it's not that. No,
Teen Titans.
Teen Titans is not in continuity, so.
Tip it.
Teen Titans is not.
Speak evil of the Teen Titans.
Teen Titans is not. The Teen Titans cartoon is not in DC Animated Universe continuity at all whatsoever. It just isn't.
Should we do Super Friends next?
No. But
form of podcaster.
Shut up. Wow, that might actually work, but no. But because we didn't have the overall vision of doing every DC Animated Universe show, we covered the episodes here as they appeared on the DVD sets. So that's always just been easier for me to do. It's been easier for me to figure it out. There was that little mishap with Question Authority and Hunter's Moon, but other than that, shit, it's the DVD's fault. So yes, do you have any parting words before we actually close out and go on to season 5?
Get ready for some great stuff.
Yes, that is so true. Thank you for joining us here on the Secret Origins Podcast. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback at iTunes. We're still waiting, damn it. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is Secret Origins. Mine is TFJ and Mike. What is your Twitter?
Caminiti Style, CaminiTistyle.
USC. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Secret Origins Podcast and wish you'll be join us next time when we will be reviewing the first 4 episodes from Justice League Season 5. Those being I Am Legion, Shadow of the Hawk, Chaos at the Earth's Core, and To Another Shore. For now, I am TFG on Mike with
Lupus Convoy.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.